Well, welcome to the portion of our online service where we recognize prayers and prayer needs. If you click onto the slide portion, it'll bring up a slide that'll show you all the people that we know about that is asked for prayer. We always come into a prayer of agreement with them and for them. But we always know there's some prayers that are not mentioned aloud, and we'd like to recognize them also. And the other thing is that the Lord's Prayer is an important part of our faith relationship with God. And sometimes we need to look at the Lord's Prayer rather than doing it by rote. And last week I had mentioned some things about the Lord's Prayer. But the Bible also teaches that God is far more interested in our hearts when we pray than he is in our own words. Jesus said, when you pray, go into your room and close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. And then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. You can find that in Matthew 6, verses 6 and 7. But the prayer that we lift up to God is that we pour out our hearts, not simply just reciting memorized words or anything like that. Although I think it is good that we all memorize the Lord's Prayer. A lot of us memorize the 23rd Psalm, and there's a lot of those that are really good. But God really just wants you to come and talk to him because he wants to talk to you. So with that said, we'll look at a little bit more about the Lord's Prayer in the coming weeks. As I am going to be retiring from Bethel on June the 28th, I hope and pray you come to be a part of that last Sunday that I'm going to be there. But keep me and Judy in prayer as we pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And we pray that we won't be trespassed against those who trespass against us. And lead us then not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And you may have a blessed day in Jesus' name. Amen.